Let's talk about what people are spending, not on pay, but maybe what percentage of their pay. We're getting some initial holiday spending numbers from MasterCard Spending Pulse. Holiday sales up 8.5%. And holiday sales up not just from last year, but also from 2019, which is notable. We're talking about November 1st to December 24th. And there you're looking at the total rise from 2020. People spending the biggest spending jump on clothing. Brian Saz, I know you were spending some more on clothing this year. I don't know if it was just for you or for gifts. Doesn't matter though when it comes to these numbers.
It was all for me because I need some new clothing. to get back out there a little bit. We've talked at length about this. You know, my body's changed during the pandemic, just like many other folks. So I'm not surprised to see these strong apparel numbers. But I gave us a shout out in the Morning Brief newsletter, Julie, because we were talking about this last week. That major decline in the U.S. savings rate in October and November here, and all that money, it seems to have gone back into the online registers for these big retail companies. The next catalyst here in the couple, over the next few weeks, you could see positive pre-announcements from many apparel retailers and maybe to a lesser extent, discount retailers, because the holiday season was pretty darn strong.
Yeah, I mean, it's maybe not surprising that we saw a strong holiday season because we do have still, as you have been talking about, that high savings rate. People are spending some of that savings. And you have what looks like blockbuster GDP growth in this quarter. Yes, coming from a low base, but nonetheless, I don't think these numbers are shocking necessarily to see, even to see this magnitude of a gain.
Well, I would say the apparel and department store numbers are, I would quantify them as shocking. I mean, to see MasterCard Spending Pulse data show apparel sales up 47.3% versus last year and up 29% versus 2019 or pre-pandemic levels. Department store sales growing by double digits versus 2020 and versus 2019. Very strong. And probably it's not just apparel sales, Julie. I think we've seen a lot of strength in jewelry and other types of accessories here. So perhaps the likes of a Michael Kors or a Tapestry, they perhaps had good holiday seasons too.
Maybe, although one of the other things that we've seen, I think over the past several months is that retail has not, it's not been universal, right? It seems as though it really is brand specific and company specific in terms of who's benefiting from this stuff. And even if, you know, there was big spending in apparel or jewelry category, it doesn't mean that all of the apparel makers or all of the jewelers did well. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see once we start to get the specific retail numbers, how these companies did.
Yeah, and we've seen trend changes too, Julie. Nothing will spark a trip to the mall than changes in trend. Cargo pants are back for guys out there, that full Dawson's Creek look here. Well, you know, a series that I am right now binge watching on Hulu, because why not? That whole look is back in vogue. Chunky shoes for men and women back in vogue. So you have to go out there and shop. Got to spend up.
What are those super wide pants called? Jankos?
Jankos are back. Nice Wall Street Journal story last week. They're back. I had about five or six pairs of those in school. They only cost $50 back in the day. I don't know. That's a lot of material nowadays in this inflationary environment. Probably over $100 a pop.
Oh, I'll have to do some research on that.